This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Today has been an interesting day. And that there will be more on that later. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I've had my guests on quite a few times. Quite the grab when you're looking at his book. He's a former anti-gunner turned pro-gun advocate. He wrote the book, and the press release is Good Gun, Bad Guy Uncovers the Lies of the Anti-Gun Lobby. I am talking about Dan Was. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. So great to be on your show again.
Listen, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Now, you know Jan Morgan pretty good, yeah?
Just talked to her today.
I want you to point out to her that I had her lined up to be on my show one time. She stood me up.
Okay.
Because I would like to have Jan Morgan on the show. Jan Morgan is a Fox News business correspondent, a pro-gun. She owns a gun shop still, right?
Yeah, she owns an indoor firing range in Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's a great, great facility. You got to go there if you get the chance.
And she got out there one time and was not going to allow Muslims to come to her shop, right?
That's right. She was known as the Muslim free range. She caught a lot of hell for that, and she caught a lot of good response from people too. I just talked to her today, and she was just on CNN, and they tried putting her in the lion's pit, and she laughed at them. She did really well.
The thing about CNN, though, is, and you can tell Jan this too, right? The odds are that when she's on CNN, she would have a bigger audience being on my show than being on CNN.
Well, let me talk to her. Yeah, we'll see what she does.
Their numbers are abysmal.
Yeah, I know they're going down all the time.
So. Mine are heading, and her anyway. I just thought that was the picture I'm putting up on the podcast of this will be of you and Jan.
Well, let me point that out to her.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay. The anti-gunners are trying a different tack. Mark Walters and I talked about this on Armed American Radio. I'm going to call this the gun control kitty crusade.
Yes.
Yeah. They have plans to march on the NRA. They have a GoFundMe page, although I haven't looked at it. When the story went to press, it was saying they had managed to get $25. We know that, you know, Bloomberg's going to skin them a check for that one, but you know, that's beside the point. What do you think? I mean, look, I sent you a list of their demands, and I want to pull those apart one at a time. Pick a demand that you like looking at. What's a demand that they are making that you?
Well, I mean, we can before I do that, so I just want to say these kids have been so brainwashed. I mean, if you want to see what brainwashed looks like, it's these kids. I mean, it's this David Hogwash and his little crew. And they have been so manipulated by the anti-gun media, and it's sad, really. They don't know any better, and they've lost their any form of reason, common sense, or logic. But okay, let's look at the demands. Universal background checks. Oh, they love that one. Let's see here. What else do we have? They wanted to. One of them I was just looking at a little while. Oh, the high. High-capacity magazine ban. You know, they just love that. Who determines high capacity? I mean, this is something that's crazy. And the argument really is, you know, when you restrict good people, you know, their magazine capacity, it's harder for them to defend themselves against bad guys. And really, this, along with all these other stupid restrictions that they're trying to all these demands, is really all it does is it hurts good people. Because people who are willing to kill another human being are not going to pay any attention to a magazine capacity restriction. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I don't understand how anybody who can rub two brain cells together would think for a minute that this makes any sense. So then you look at it, and say, well, it really doesn't make any sense. So why are they doing it? And it's really about politics. You think it's about saving lives, but it's really not. It's not even about guns. It's about politics. And these kids are so wrapped up in the brainwashing that they don't know any better. So there's one of them. High-capacity magazine ban, absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you're a New Yorker. You live in New York State. And you have to exist in a world where the New York Safe Act exists. Initially, the New York Safe Act was going to be a 7-round capacity, and a judge slapped that one down because it was determined that nobody makes a 7-round magazine.
Exactly. It's 10. And the thing is, that law was passed in the middle of the night, and it was very underhanded. It's horrible. So nobody's happy with that, and we're always fighting that. And we will repeal that at some point.
The other thing is they always seem to settle on a arbitrary figure of 10. Now, yeah. You know, we've seen the best illustration of, and I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I'm not afraid to mention these rampage killers by name because they're the ones that commit the crime. But with Elliot Rodgers, when he went sort of crazy on Isla Vista, Isla Vista, whatever they call it, in San Bernardino. Not San Bernardino. Wherever it was that happened. You know who I'm talking about. Elliot Rodgers.
Yep.
He bought 3 guns. So that means in California he bought a gun. Then he waited 10. Well, he went through the background check. He waited 10 days to pick it up. And then he waited for 30 days to buy another gun. And then he washed, rinsed, repeated. He did that 3 times. And when they went through his car, he had 41 10-round magazines. He was obeying the law, though. As far as the magazine capacity. But, you know, he was using his 10-round magazines in the commission of a crime. Is the supposition that they're saying out there, I mean, nobody that uses a semi-automatic, good or bad, goes out with one magazine?
No, of course not. But you know why they like the number 10? Because these anti-gunners are so stupid that they can count to 10 on their fingers.
Is that it? Because that's as far as they
can.
Okay. Hey,
that's it.
You have solved my dilemma. I've been sitting around here. Where does that come from? The 10, the 10. Where does the 10 come from? Now
they don't want to go to 20 because they'd have to take their shoes off and they forget how to tie them.
This is just getting better and better.
I know. We're just having fun here, right, Bill?
Yes, we are. We're just having fun here. to date, of course, the gun control kitty crusade has not moved the chains on anything. I suspect they're not going to move the chains on the magazine capacity because they have a laundry list of stuff, and we're going to get to each one of those things as we go along. The magazine capacity, though, why do you think that is one of the things that always is involved in it? They want an assault weapon ban, as they call it. And then, well, you know what? We got 45 seconds left. I'm not going to ask you the whole question. I just think it's because they want every facet of guns incrementally hobbled. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. And when we come back, I can maybe elaborate on it. But they're very caught up in the drama of the whole thing, the magazine change, and those big magazines are scary looking to them.
Scary
looking. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of visual propaganda nonsense that goes around the magazines in their little deluded minds. So, but yeah, we can definitely talk a little more about that, or we can hit the other ones too, which some of the other ones are ridiculous too.
Let's do both. Dan Waz is an American entrepreneur, musician, NRA member. He's founder of 3 corporations, an active real estate investor. He lives with his wife and his son in Saratoga Springs, New York. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Sights Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to good gun, bad guy author Dan Was, commentator. Goes around all over, talking the talk, fighting the fight. Before we go into the gun control kitty crusade, though, I just saw this, and this is sort of interesting. I think you might find it interesting, too, because I think it creates a conundrum for the ID politics pimps out there. Have you seen this? There's a guy named Javier Perez, a Mexican national, who fired a gun into the air in Brooklyn, and he's claiming that he has a right to bear arms guaranteed under the Constitution. And he's using that as his means and his defense, even though he's firing to shoot a gun in the air in Brooklyn.
Huh. Is he an illegal immigrant?
He is an illegal immigrant, yes.
Well, then he'll be fine. he'll get off the hook. You know, here's the thing. We talk about, you know, the little, you call it the kiddie crusade. I call it the anti-gun diaper brigade.
No, that's better.
you got, you know, these groups, Demanding Moms, Crazy Town, the Anti-Gun Diaper Brigade. What they could be doing, if they really wanted to be effective and do something where violence is prevalent, they could go to the south side of Chicago and demand that the gang members turn over their guns. And they could take their little picket signs and get their, you know, get all their little friends together and go right into south side of Chicago, but they don't. They go to Virginia, where the NRA offices are, which is actually a very nice part of town, where they know that they're completely safe and protected. And it's the height of hypocrisy. And I think everybody, even they, have to recognize it at some level.
Yeah, but do they? And then the question becomes, do they do it? Do they not recognize it because they're ignorant or because they're evil?
Yeah, I really don't think people are inherently evil. I think these kids have been so misled, and I think the majority of anti-gun people have just really been misled because, you know, you have some at the top who are pulling the strings and creating the narrative and doing everything they can to manipulate people. But then you have the average anti-gun person who really doesn't know much about guns, and these kids included in this, and they're really just brain dead, and they just don't know enough. All they get is the information from the anti-Second Amendment radicals.
Right.
And that, it changes their belief structure about guns. It really changes their beliefs. It's not just they're doing this because. They're doing this because they believe it. And that's the scary thing. You can convince people of anything if you program them and condition them long enough, or if you can catch them when they're in a heightened state of emotion. Like, I'll use this example. You know, anytime you have a school killing, if there's a gun involved, the first thing, you know, the anti-gun left-wing media will do is they'll run that AR-15 across the screen. So while people are in a heightened state of emotion and they're scared and they're angry, what do? They anchor that gun visually in the minds of the average Americans.
Sure.
And that's what does it. So these people really do get programmed.
I remember when Colin Ferguson shot up the subway in New York. And he did it with a Ruger P85 9mm, which is, I think, a 15 or 17 shotgun. And whenever they'd be talking about Colin Ferguson, they would put up a picture of the Ruger P85. I didn't know what Colin Ferguson looked like till he went to trial when he was representing himself, which was
But
hilarious.
You knew the gun.
I knew the gun. Well, I knew the gun prior to him shooting it. I mean, I'm a good guy. But
well, let me give you an example, a quote from my book, Good Gun, Bad Guy.
Yes, sir.
And this will explain just how well they know what they're doing to manipulate people. This is a quote by Eric Holder. It goes, quote, "I've also looked at the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people, and with adults as well, is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way." Eric Holder, 1995.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
This is marketing.
Yeah, I think it was Josh Sugarman with the Violence Policy Center that coined the phrase assault weapon, with the idea that it would conjure up an image that would people would find frightening.
Yeah.
And the whole goal of that was for people to not understand the difference between a semi-automatic rifle and a fully automatic rifle.
Yeah, well, right up until Hillary was, you know, not so much in the public eye, you know, during the election and campaigns and all that stuff, she was still using the term, you know, automatic weapons. And you would have to, and she'd been using that term since the 90s, so you would have to think that, you know, in 30 years, somebody must have told her the difference between semi-automatic and automatic. You would think. But the truth is, she knew, and she fully well knows the difference, as do all of them. They know the difference, but they use that term because they want to blur the definitions, they want to confuse people, and they want to scare people. And they want to make people hate you, Bill Frady, because you are a gun owner and you are recklessly and intentionally putting everyone in danger. So it's a combination of making them scared to death and making them hateful toward gun owners.
I don't mind if they hate me, though.
I don't either. They all do anyway. So.
I don't mind if they hate me, though. I saw this past week that Charles Schumer coined the phrase full semi-automatic.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that cute? Well, that's exactly goes to what we're talking about. I mean, you know, if they really want to blur it, they may as well just blur it. It doesn't matter what they say. If it doesn't matter if any of this stuff is true, we can counter them all the time. And that's what we do. We end up going, oh, well, that's not right. That's not right. And we go and try to correct them. They don't care. They know what they're doing is wrong. They're creating a narrative. And the more we kick and scream, the better it is. You know, they know what they're doing is lies.
I was going to say something. I need to hold up on that. We'll get into that in a minute. We're coming up on the next break.
Okay.
Good Gun, Bad Guys, like no other pro-gun book ever written, because it exposes the corruption and gives the reader an inside look at what goes on in the minds of the anti-gunner. How did Dan know what they were thinking? Dan used to be one of them. Good Gun, Bad Guy. Go check it out at Amazon. GoodGunBadGuy.net, I believe it is. Dan, is that right?
Yes, or com.
My guess is Dan was. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
More than 1,000 homes in California have been lost because of the wildfires. Now, firefighters are making progress regarding some of the fires, but the winds are helping fuel some of the flames once again. This resident of Redding says everyone is pitching in to help their neighbor out.
It's nice because everybody's, you know, pulling together and everybody's, you know, donations and everybody. We've had a million offers for places to stay and people are offering to let us use their, you know, RVs if we need to. So it's been really good.
There has been an unconfirmed sighting of missing Iowa jogger Molly Tibbetts in Kearney, Missouri. Police were notified and the officers conducted a search in the area and spoke with the witnesses and reviewed any potential surveillance video. Tibbetts' mom said she was supposed to be at a wedding in the Dominican Republic this weekend, and the wedding meant the world to her.
I want to get that little girl and Dalton and Blake and Allie on a plane and You know, go enjoy yourselves in the Dominican.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Good Gun, Bad Guy author Dan Was. Corvette collector, musician, sort of like a Renaissance guy. I like knowing, I accused somebody else of being a Renaissance guy the other day, too. So. That's good to
know. Well, I think my biggest credential is, you know, being friends with Bill Frady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Right. So. Okay. Anyway, you can claim that if you want. I don't know what that'll get you. You might get locked up in certain places. Anyway. Anyway, back to the coming gun control kitty crusade. They want to take their show on the road. And, some of their stuff. Do you find it odd that these kiddies don't want to do a couple of what I would consider to be, in their terminology, common sense stuff that they proposed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, like the transparent backpacks? I mean, they're like, hey, that's invading my privacy.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And you'd think that they would... You know, they would rally to give people the rights, we already have the right, but give people the more ability to protect themselves. Because, you know, guns are not bad. Guns are good. And the thing is, what they're doing is they're making it more difficult for, I mean, you know this, I'm preaching to the choir, but they make it more difficult for good people to protect themselves because all these little restrictions and regulations that come down the line, we're constantly fighting these things off. And the bad guys pay no attention to any of this nonsense.
Right.
They don't care. They figure if you're willing to kill somebody, you're not going to, you know, obey a magazine ban.
No.
Or, you know.
Let's look at a couple of their things real quick and knock them
sure.
out of the way. Like bringing the ATF into the 21st century. Didn't Obama propose that?
I don't know, but, you know, of course they would love digitized you know, searchable database. It's like more control over the people, the better. They want to live in this government-controlled utopian society, and they don't realize the ramifications of that. It's just, it's you know, and the other side of the coin is it would not affect the criminals in the least.
Well, isn't any background check system at the mercy of the reporting authorities? Like, I've heard that New Jersey has as many as a million felons that are not on the NICS.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, and I'm not sure the exact number. I'd have to look it up, but there are a number of states that don't input their criminals or mentally, you know, incapacitated people into
right.
the NICS system. And so it doesn't, you know, if you don't work the system the way it was designed, it's not going to work for you anyway. So yeah, you're right.
Funds for the Center for Disease Control to research the gun violence epidemic in America. Now, do they understand? Well, I already know the answer to this, but let's put it out there just for the giggle portion of it. Centers for Disease Control, they did a study to when Gary Kleck came out with his study and then hid the results of it. Gary Kleck
yes.
found it. And, you know, they found that it was the same as what Gary Kleck was saying it was. And then in 2013 with Obama, they did same study, came out with same result. That one actually got published, but nobody ever publicized it because, well, this just wasn't going along with the narrative. Is what they really want is, do they want the Centers for Disease Control to do a study that comes out like some of these Bloomberg, John Hopkins Institute studies come out?
Yeah, well, let's refer, what you're referring to, I think, is the CDC report that showed it was in the 90s, and they shelved
right.
it. They shelved it until now. It just came public recently, and it showed that guns were used to save lives 2.5 million times on average per year. That's
right.
not necessarily good guys killing bad guys. That's sometimes the mere presence of a gun. You know, just knowing that the good guy has a gun will often deter, you know, a criminal. So that right there is a perfect example of, if the CDC was hiding that, why in the world would we want to pay taxpayer money to have the CDC do a bias report on so-called, and here's another part of this, here's another angle, the so-called gun violence. This isn't even about gun violence, Bill, you know that. This is about human violence, but they want to make it about guns. And if they want statistics, all they have to do is go to the FBI statistics. They can find out where guns are used, where knives are used, where cars and bombs are used to kill people. You know, we don't need to spend money on a politically biased, you know, research program
right.
that they can manipulate to whatever ends they want. Doesn't make any sense.
But that's why they want it. There's been two reports already come out, and I mean, Bloomberg buys reports all the time to come out the way he wants them to be, but for some reason they're stuck on the CDC, and that one I find particularly disingenuous. But then their assault weapons ban, they're talking about an assault weapons ban. Now, item number one, they want AR-15s, M-16s, and M-4s, and all variants of said weapons banned. Well, the M6, there's never been a legally purchased M4, because the variant of the M4 did not come out until way after 1986.
Yep.
M16s, of course, there are some people that own those legally, but they have to be one that was manufactured prior to some arbitrary date in 1986.
Yep. To this day, I don't really know what their definition of an assault weapon is. There's so many different things, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. When you ask these nut jobs what an assault weapon is, they can't tell you. They don't even know. They just know that it's scary.
They've got one right here, the SKS battle rifle.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not designated the SKS battle rifle. It's just an SKS. They come with a 10 round fixed magazine. It's everything they want. It's you know, in California, it'd be very legal.
Yeah.
Totally semi-automatic, all this other stuff. So whoever's writing this one up, this is all the pictures. They're looking at all the pictures.
Yeah.
The most ridiculous one is reduce gun violence in poor communities.
In poor Let's look at that. Reduce gun violence in poor communities.
We have about have a little less than 2 minutes here, but I mean, why don't we just reduce poverty? Why don't we just outlaw poverty? Let's outlaw poverty.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Well, here's the thing. They want to reduce so-called gun violence in areas where there's a lot of poverty, and they say inequality. Well, maybe we should look at what's causing the poverty and the inequality. You know, they never want to look at the cause, because the cause will shine, looking at the cause will shine a spotlight on their failed policies. And, you know, this is drugs, this is jobs, this is all sorts of, you know, and you'll find all these things in Democrat-run, poverty-stricken cities.
Yeah.
But rather than work on the problem and the cause, they would rather look at guns because it's more politically, it fits their political agenda.
That part just tickles me.
Yep, silly.
It's like, I heard a Steve Martin thing one time when he was talking about how you've got to, when you're making your demands, if you're a bank robber, you got to have one that's crazy. You got to want $1 million in cash, getaway car, and have the letter M stricken from the English language. And this is what that reminds me of. This is that, you know, this is them looking at the identity politics and not realizing they're not supposed to be pointing out the identity politics, which makes them sort of dilettantes when it comes to being gun control crusaders, don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Dan Waz, his book is Good Gun, Bad Guy. There's nothing worse for a gun grabber than a converted gun grabber who has seen the light. And that is what Dan has put between the covers of his book. You can find that at Amazon, goodgunbadguy.net, or com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to author and commentator Dan Woz, and we have been discussing the Kitty Crusade gun control tour that's coming soon to a town near you. They're wanting to go where they can't possibly sell what they got going on. Have you noticed that? I mean, did you notice some of the cities they want to go to?
Yeah.
Or states, I guess. I guess the state.
Yeah, I think it's safe. They know that they could go into, you know, Detroit and like I said, the south side of Chicago, but they won't. I mean, if they, because they really just want to be seen. I think they're just out there, you know, doing their
remain relevant.
Thing. Yes, trying to be relevant. They found something that they can act, you know, be an activist as, and the thing is, it's so obvious to us, to the gun owners and to critically thinking people, the logical people. It's so obvious to us that they don't really know what they're talking about, and any information that they do spout is false. It's fake. You know, I'll give you an example of why gun-related, homicides are not the problem. In London, recently, there was a report that showed that London, which is comparable to New York City in many ways, had recently exceeded homicides, exceeded right. The number of homicides from New York City. So, in other words, more homicides now in London for the first time, but they didn't use guns. They No. used knives.
Yeah.
So it shows us that it's not about guns and that killers will use whatever tool they can. But they don't want the diaper brigade doesn't want to show you these statistics or talk about this.
Right.
Because it would squash their little field trip.
The question for me becomes, and I mean, one time I was on a leftist radio show, Tom Hartman's radio show, and I asked him if he felt like he would have the moral high ground if somebody beat him to death in the head with a brick. And he told me yes.
The moral high ground for not defending himself with a gun?
For just not being shot with a gun. He thought it would be morally better to be killed. He would feel better if he was killed by being beat to death in the head with a brick than if somebody shot him.
Because they're so consumed with guns. People think that, we're the gun guys, we're the gun heads, but we're really not anywhere near as consumed with guns as they are.
Yeah.
That's all they think about. That's all they, because they try to come up with all sorts of different, fake statistics and information. You know, that's their thing. They're consumed with it.
Yes, but for some reason, though, I mean, and which brings me to my next thing. When they're talking, when they're talking about some of this stuff, and we point it out to them, we point out, certain other things that they don't take into consideration, we're actually quite peaceful here in these United States, very peaceful, in fact. You would think with 330 million people and 150 million plus gun owners, with who knows, let's say, between 400 and 600 million guns, if it was actually a gun issue, item number one, we would already have killed the anti-gunners just out of revenge because we're so crazed by the voices that we get when we pick up the gun. Item number two, I mean, our homicide rate would be, our homicide rate is like 5.3, I think. That's our overall homicide rate, not our gun crime homicide, just our homicide rate, 5.3 per 100,000. And, you look at any of these other countries out there that have all kinds of gun control, like South Africa, who right now are using, they're saying, well, you can see how it is in America with all of these people because they have such loose gun regulations, except their homicide rate is 34.3 per 100,000. So everybody's out there looking at things without looking at everything that they're talking about.
Yeah, well, then you bring up a good point. They don't look at everything, every aspect of the conversation. For instance, they like to bring up the 30-some thousand gun-related deaths in America per year. Well, 10,000 of those are alcohol, drunk driving-related.
Sure.
I'm sorry. 10,000. Let me give you another statistic. Suicides. Most of them are suicides. Some of them are cop-related. Killings. This is good guys killing bad guys. And the truth is that only about 5,000 are homicide. And what I meant to say with the alcohol driving related stuff is that there's 10,000 alcohol related deaths in cars, and there's only 5,000 or so gun related homicide. So they just like to use the big number, though, the big 30,000 something number to make it sound big, but it's not accurate.
Well, the kiddies, they concede that suicide is the biggest proportion of people that die due to gunfire, and yet they're going after those 5,000 homicides that you're talking about, which, if we take the 5,000 number that you're referencing, that's after you take out gang violence, right? I mean, after you take out gang violence, what's left is true homicide. This is where you don't know me and you come into my house and you kill me. That's homicide.
Right. You're taking out gangs. You're taking out suicides. You're taking out accidental firearms, which is the accidental ones are very, very tiny amount, and the cop-related.
Well, I mean, so then when you're looking at that and the FBI statistics don't break it out doing all of this math to get to this last number that we're talking about. On the whole number, what is it, 1-2% rifles of any kind? Rifles of any kind, 1-2% in homicide.
Yeah.
So they're going after what they think is a low-hanging fruit because somebody told them it was a low-hanging fruit. Then they're conflating fully automatic guns because their whole list is half automatic. I mean, nobody owns an MP40 submachine gun. I believe that was the grease gun that we used when I was in the military in the 80s, the fully automatic 45 ACP gun, which not the prettiest thing in the world. But, I mean, I don't know if anybody owns one.
No. Well, and here's another thing. Let me get back into what you were just talking about. Of that 5,000 or so, 5,100 I think was the last number, of that 5,100 homicides, actual homicides, 25% of those come from four cities, Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore.
That's right.
All Democrat-run cities and all very highly gun-restricted cities. And they're creating 25% of the homicides. So what does that tell you about restricting good people's right to defend themselves. That's when the bad guys come in and you know, you don't declaw the cat because the dog keeps attacking it. The cat needs his defense, and when you take that defense away, it's a terrible thing. So 25% of those 5,000, four cities, Democrat run. Don't they see it? You think they see it, right, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of just sitting there, sort of blaring at them. I mean, it's, I don't know how they don't see it. I think I saw somewhere where John Lott put out a percentage, and it's a very high percentage. He says like 50% or 56% of all homicides occur in 3% of the counties, which was what you were referencing. Which it's big cities inside of blue states is what it boils down to. So anyway. Before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about the books so that everybody knows where to go. Amazon.com is where you need to go, or goodgunbadguy.net, or goodgunbadguy.com. This is a revealing book about the corruption and deceit that comes from the anti-gun lobby as they attempt to vilify you, the law-abiding, gun-owning American. And you've heard him here enough. I mean, Dan has toured in rock bands, built businesses, raised a family, is now telling the world his story of transformation as he exposes the corruption coming from the anti-gun world.
Yeah, and if you have a quick second, I can talk a little bit about that.
We have 20
seconds.
Yeah.
I'll make it real quick. Sure. I was born and raised in a pro-gun family, got caught up in the anti-gun narrative because I wasn't paying attention, and then I started paying attention, and it all came clear. So I have a strong pro-gun stance and evidence to back it up.
There you go. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks, pal. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, Paul Markle, student of the gun. From a practical standpoint, what does a 3D printed gun mean? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.